1-800-MEDICARE.
As I turn around and pick my carrots, did you notice that?
Your definition of benefit and mine are grossly different, man.
Right. All right, it's the Good Day program. It's 7 after the hour, Friday being fun time. We've had a very interesting and diverse conversation today, as is usually the case. You can never tell where we're going. It's the unpredictable factor, or is it unpredictability of the program? That's probably a better way of putting it.
There you go.
That makes us the choice of multiple age groups and multiple sex groups. That didn't sound right. If
Did
you're
you
an hermaphrodite,
multiple...
you love this program. Is that what that... No. Okay.
Well, good day to
Speaking
you.
Speaking of Louis.
All right, there's Louis DeAngelis, who's our chef, and he's the chef of record for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He and Jennifer Horn produce the Food and Wine newsletter every week, which you can sign up for by going to gooddayshow.com. You see Louis' picture under Contributors and Jennifer's under Co-Hosts. Click on either of their two pictures, although my guess is you'll choose Jennifer just for the obvious reasons. And you can write something on Jennifer's post there. It is just your email. It's all you need. If you want to sign up for the Food and Wine newsletter, get all the suggestions. Help these people work hard in the kitchen. Someone's in the kitchen with Louie. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Louie. How's the rest of it go? Strumming on the old banjo?
That's it.
I think that's it. All right, so Jennifer and Louie in the kitchen. I suppose we could do Jennifer and Louie sitting in the... No.
K-I-C-O-O-K-I-N-G.
Yeah. All right, so what are you two cooking up and why would people want to sign up for? You don't have to sign up for it every week, by the way, folks. You sign up once and you get it every
That's
Friday
right.
in your email box. So what are we getting this week?
It's pie week, Doug.
Pie week,
So I have a recipe for blackberry pie and a key lime pie martini, which is so fantastic and yummy.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just amazing the drinks that Jennifer comes up with this, you know.
Louis,
way beyond the normal shot in a beer.
Louis, you have a cool recipe this week, too. It's not for a sweet pie. It's sausage and potato pie, right?
Yes. A nice meat pie with sausage and onions and potatoes and a little broccoli rabe and a little twist to it. We take some of the reserved potato water that you boil the potatoes in and use that as a little bit of a binder in this pie. Makes almost like a pot pie.
Really? Where'd you come up with this stuff?
I made that one up years ago, probably about 5 years ago.
One of the things we should say about Louis is that restaurants all over the Southeast and other places as well, but he's known because he's in the Southeast, southeastern part of the country in Florida, call upon Louis to fix their menus and fix if it's a things are just flat, lackadaisical. Louis's the guy that gets called to come fix the problem. And so that's why he has credibility here. Got great ideas. Matter of fact, in a few minutes, we're going to talk about some of the food facts that you haven't found out yet. So we'll find food facts in a moment. First, however, are you done with the email? I mean, with the newsletter, or do we have more?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all you get this week.
That's all I get. Okay. There's a couple of people responding to the discussion we had of huge burgers last week. Remember we talked about that foot-long Carl's Jr. piece of... Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Here's somebody who writes, just listening to your segment on those huge burgers. Keep in mind, the average person is not going to attempt to ingest one of these things. We go out as a foursome for golf, always go out to eat afterward, and we stop at places where they specialize in getting something just like this. Comes out with four sections, shared not just by one, shared by all. It's a sales tool to get people in the door, and if the food is good, they'll keep coming. In the case of Carl's Jr., what happens? Not suggesting that that food is of much value. I guess it depends on you. How do the Carl's Jr. I shouldn't put them down because I never had one. How do the Carl's Jr. burgers taste, Jennifer? You'll be closer to it than Anybody else?
Usually I get the chicken sandwich there, but the burgers are charbroiled, so they have that good smell and pretty good quality. I mean, I would definitely say it's not, you know, it's good.
It's not Five Guys.
It's not Five Guys. Right. Exactly.
Better. How about this? We'll give
That's
it.
Nice.
Is it better than McDonald's? Better than Burger King?
Here, the last time I talked about fast food, I got in trouble.
You did what?
That's right.
What happened?
One of our stations had a big sponsorship.
Oh.
But no, Carl's Jr. is good. I mean, it doesn't taste greasy. I mean, the burgers are good. They're nice. Good.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
I like charbroiled. It makes me feel better.
Really?
Yeah.
To know that the flesh of the animals is burning on the flame.
Yeah, that tastes so much better, right? Yeah.
Doesn't it, though? Because otherwise you get the fried burgers.
Yeah, the carcinogens that come from the
McDonald's. The other one doesn't even fry them anymore. They just put them in that tray.
They steam them. They steam them. Well, that's actually better for you. You could make a case, right, Louie, that the burgers at McDonald's are better for you than the burgers come out of Burger King or Carl's Jr. or whatever.
You keep saying that.
Well, first of all, the meat that they use, I mean, is questionable to me.
Well, that's a whole different story.
You know, and then when you charbroil, the bad thing is that steam that comes up off the charcoal from the fat drippings is a carcinogen.
Yeah, smells so good, though.
So good,
love it.
So these guys are rather smell it. Or eat it and die. That's all. Smell
absolutely.
It, eat it, and die.
Die happy, man.
That could be the advertisement. How about
this
that?
This coming from the guy that pulls 4 month old soup out of the refrigerator.
Caveman barbecue.
Yeah, but I'm not putting any carcinogens into it. It just happens to have a few bugs and maybe a little extra bacteria.
Molds, fungus.
Pretty interesting study they just did too about how from that movie, I guess, Super Size Me, about how a burger from McDonald's never.
Doesn't
rot.
Decay, right, yeah.
But the truth of the matter is that any meat like that won't. Yeah. And the reason why is because you got such a big surface area, a big round patty, that's paper thin. Mm-hmm. So what happens is it dries out when you leave it out faster than bacteria can grow on a moist piece of meat. That's the whole thing. It's just physics. There's nothing crazy about it.
Wow.
There's nothing in the meat that does it. Mm. It's just the way it is. You can take any piece of any grind up your own chopped meat and make a thin patty, leave it out. By the afternoon, it's dried.
Mm.
And you're not going to get bacteria on it. Bacteria has to grow on a moist piece of meat.
All right.
So there's really nothing to it. Just a little bit of fun with the science.
A little bit of fun. Get me down. So more fun and amazing food facts coming up. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with Jennifer, Roberta, Clay, Richie, and me. In the meantime, speaking about health, the fact that a lot of men don't have a record of having medical checkups, they don't go. Rich McFadden this week proved how important it is to have medical checkups to know what's going on in your body. Mm-hmm. His problem didn't have anything to do with his prostate. At least I don't think they found that, did they?
They did check it, though.
Did they?
Yep.
How was that? Pretty good experience.
I'm sorry. They did a PSA test.
Blood test.
I did,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's
take
how you
a little
check.
Cup in the
there are
bathroom.
Two ways of checking your prostate, digital rectal exam or the PSA test. Both of them have different reasons for being done, but you should have them both done. I know it's not pleasant to talk about it, but it is something important. And by the way, by the time you get to be Richie's age, you ought to be doing something to feed your prostate.
Yep.
And the way to do it best, according to most all, I take these things. I've been taking this stuff for 20-some-odd years. Super Beta Prostate's been around for a number of years. They've sold millions and millions and millions of bottles of this stuff.
It's so easier than the alternative, man, let me tell you.
A little capsule and a little juice, bingo! A lot better than having those frozen rods put into the, you know what.
Hey,
oh my.
Well, that's how they deal with it. That's how some people have prostate cancer. They have them frozen. Anyway,
what a good
so
time.
Anyway, you
yeah,
call
so,
what
thanks,
number, Doug?
Here's the number. I make a graphic demonstration or explanation of this, and then people listen and they pay attention. They do what I'm suggesting they do. Don't ignore your prostate. Call 800-607-7078. That's 800-607-7078. Call that number now. Get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. That's the smart thing to do. You only pay small shipping and handling charge. Only one free bottle per family. Please get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. 1-800-607-7078.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Find your magic at Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Take 25 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or WOW Savings Pass. Coats and boots for her, 40% off. Baby and infant outfits and basics, 40% off. Men's designer sports shirts, sweaters, and more, 50% off. All pillows, buy one, get one free. Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusion supply, savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. It's our Veterans Day sale. For 3 days only through November 13th, save an extra $50 on our best-selling Bridgestone tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Coming up in a few minutes after we spend some time with Chef Louis, we're going to meet a lady that many people know. She's a daytime Emmy Award-winning actress. She has been in a lot of evening television programs, made her film debut on The Rock as Nicolas Cage's love interest. She was in Las Vegas, I think, wasn't she?
She was, absolutely.
Her name is Vanessa Marcel, and she will join us in about 15 minutes here. In the meantime, we have a lot of amazing food facts, some fun food facts from Chef Louis DeAngelis. For example, how many pigs will Roberta eat in her lifetime?
Oh, cool. That's a great question.
Originally, 28 pigs in a lifetime.
Yeah, but you said typical American. How about Roberta?
I don't eat a lot of pork.
You don't eat a lot of pig?
Mm-hmm. All right, so the average person, let's say Rich, eats 28 pigs in the course of an average year.
But how big a pig? A small pig? A pot-bellied pig? A big pig?
My goal is to hit 30. If I can hit 30 pigs in my lifetime, I will die a happy man.
I'd like to catch them all and name them.
Yeah, right.
Many eat more because they love bacon.
Well, that's
a
major portion of it.
That's part of it. All right, more coming up. It's 21 after. This is a Good Day program.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let's make quick work of our birthday list for this Friday, the 12th of November. Brian Hyland, who is well known for a number of hits like Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, Let Me Belong to You. This song is well sealed with a kiss. 67 is today, born in the state 1943. Richie will like the next selection from Booker T. Jones.
Oh, why did they pick this song? I mean, I love it.
Green Onions.
Yeah, baby. Yeah,
Time is Tight is my favorite.
Time is Tight is one of my favorites, too. Right,
so why didn't you play that?
Because, unfortunately, I'm not the one here at 3 a.m. that picks
somebody
it.
Somebody else did.
Yeah.
You work for Al Michaels, the sportscaster's birthday is today. He's 66.
Ah, cool.
Happy birthday to Neil Young.
Do you believe in miracles?
From whom we heard earlier, Buck Jarma from Blue Oyster Cult. How many of their, this week or last week, you've got two or three of the guys from Blue Oyster Cult?
It feels like it, doesn't it? Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Errol Brown from Hot Chocolat. You sexy thing.
You sexy thing, Dad.
He also wrote the song Think About Your Children, you know that story, that song? Give Peace a Chance, a song that Melanie actually did well with. Barbara Fairchild from Barbara Fairchild. She didn't belong to a group, did she, Jennifer? She's been on her own. Barbara Fairchild, country singer, 60 today. Leslie McCowan from the Bay City Rollers, 55. Nadia Comaneci. The Olympic gold medalist's birthday is today. She is 49. Happy birthday to Sammy the Cheat Sosa. And Tanya Harding's birthday is today.
Yeah.
Look out.
Get her a new club.
Obstructing justice is her big thing. Louis DeAngelis is here, and food is his big thing. So we're going through a list of some of the fun things. 28 pigs, the average. In your lifetime, you'll eat 28 pigs.
Yeah, cool.
How much candy? We just got through Halloween. What's the average amount of candy eaten by the average Amerikanski?
Oh, we eat 20.7 pounds of candy per person. But the Dutch eat three times as much as
Good
that.
Lord.
Are you talking per year?
Yes, annually.
Wow.
20 pounds per person.
All right, there's a lot of talk this week about the Hostess Twinkie diet. And how wasn't it 23 pounds this guy or 27 pounds this guy? Lost by eating all the ding-a-lings and ding-dongs and cookies and cupcakes and candy and stuff. He just didn't eat a lot of it, so he lost whatever amount of money, whatever amount of weight. I think it was 23 pounds. So what do we not know or know about Hostess Twinkies?
They were invented in 1931 by a gentleman by the name of James Dewar, the manager of Continental Bakeries. And it was just that once a year they used these shortcake pans, you know, for strawberry shortcakes, and they had nothing to use them for the rest of the year. So he says, well, let's try something. So he came out with those called Little Shortcake Fingers. They renamed them Twinkie Fingers and finally called them Twinkies.
Yeah.
They've been around since, and probably the ones on the shelf might have been made in 31.
here we go again. How many, after we look at all of this stuff, how many times a week do you eat out, Louis?
Probably twice.
Richie, how many times a week do you eat out?
Yeah, probably twice.
Roberta, how many times a week do you eat out?
Three times.
What about you, Jennifer?
Yeah, I'd say three times.
Two or three times. How about you, Clay?
Every day.
Okay, it doesn't cook out. Americans spent how much money eating out last year?
$267 billion. That's why you see so many restaurants. You know, people know up front that there's a shot at losing money opening a restaurant, but they still do it because that carrot is dangling there.
Yeah.
A lot of dollars.
The toughest business, certainly one of the toughest businesses, broadcasting is another tough business. Opening a restaurant and having it survive, you get it to survive, man, you've done something.
It's giant.
Right? Don't you think?
Absolutely.
It's a tough business. All right, finally, what can you tell us about Aunt Jemima?
Amazing. That was the very first ready-mix food to be sold commercially.
Really?
Came out in 1889, Doug. The Aunt Jemima pancake flour, they called it.
All right, there it is. All these kind of fun food facts. Louis always got something up his sleeve, and I bet he'll tell us more when we meet again next week here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Jeff Weber, and here's what I've heard around town. According to results of Shop.org's e-holiday study, conducted by Big Research, 84.8% of online retailers will offer free shipping at some point during the holiday season. 31.4% said these offers will begin earlier this year than a year ago. Fox TV has reportedly sold the last of the available commercial time during February's Super Bowl, buyers paying $2.8 million to $3 million for a 30-second commercial. That's up by as much as $500,000 over this year's game. By the way, among the brands back in the game, General Motors. Total political ad spending expected this year to top $3 billion to $4.2 billion when all is said and done. That's up from $2.5 billion in 2008. More heard around town coming up.
This is not a get-rich-quick kind of career. It is a legitimate, proven way to supplement your income. Our Mystery Shopping Guide will tell you all about companies that offer not just mystery shopping or secret shopping, but merchandising jobs, sampling promotional opportunities, auditing of movie theaters, and more. Mystery Shopping is where you're paid to evaluate businesses like retail stores, restaurants, and banks. Get this complete list of more than 40 companies for just $10. Order now by visiting us online at mshopusa.com. That's mshopusa.com.
He was the voice of Wheel of Fortune, Charlie O'Donnell. He said it like nobody else could. The show's announcer for many, many years has died at the age of 78. He was also the original sidekick to Dick Clark on TV's American Bandstand and served as the announcer in the past for the Emmys, Oscars, and other game shows. Tops in TV, Dancing with the Stars, followed by NCIS, Sunday Night Football, and NCIS Los Angeles. Dancing with the Stars results, Game 4 of the World Series, Game 1 of the World Series, The Mentalist, World Series Game 4 pregame, and CSI rounding out the top 10. Blue Bloods, the new CBS show, continues to show strong, finishing number 20. And that's
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio, starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments.
and you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This good day, it is a gift from you.
A gift from the gods, a gift from our fathers and mothers, a gift from each other. That is the company, the companionship that you bring with you when you support or love or care about somebody is really kind of a neat thing. And I think we all would, could we all agree that we love each other? Richie, I love you.
Yeah, more times, you know, sometimes more than not, you know.
You people are all I got.
2 hours ago, not so much. Right now, yeah, I'm feeling the love.
I absolutely love all of you guys.
Really?
You
love me.
Yeah.
Now, when we bring somebody else into our cave here, the broadcast cave, do you think that it could be a case of love at first sight? Sometimes you meet somebody and you really like them.
I'm going to opt out of this question.
Well, I already love our guest, and I know that you boys will love her because she's a very pretty lady.
I'm not allowed to answer this.
This is not all about physical, though. We have to find out whether...
No, I love her for her fun shows and stuff.
Really?
Well, for her work and what she's done.
Vanessa, do you feel warm and embraced by being here with us now?
Yeah, is it love at first sound?
Yes, right.
It's better that way because Roland and her PJs.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You're throwing that love word around. I don't know.
Love. We love love. Everybody loves love.
Cave.
Don't you love love?
I do love love.
Yeah. How many times in your life have you been in love?
What's that? Have I been in love?
How many times in your life have you been in love?
Never until now.
Really?
See?
Until now.
I knew I was the man, Vanessa. Let me just tell my wife and I'll be right there.
Wait a minute. She's not talking about you. She's talking about me.
Come on.
Vanessa Marcel is with us. She is a Daytime Emmy Award-winning actress. She originated the role of Brenda Barrett in 1992, rejoined the cast of General Hospital this year. She's been on NYPD Blue. We didn't see anything that we shouldn't have seen of you in NYPD Blue, did we? Should we?
No, I don't think so.
Now, you know how they of those.
I shaved my head right before I went on it.
You did?
Yeah.
Why? What did your role call for you to have to do?
No, I just did it for fun and then went on the show right after.
Yeah, I can't see that as being the great look for you.
Not like Britney Spears fun, but just regular old fun. Okay, just checking.
I'm smart and funny.
Yes, you are. Very smart, very funny. For those of you who may want to encapsulate a vision in your mind, if you remember The Rock, she was Nicolas Cage love interest. There were a lot of interesting roles. How do you, when you get involved in sort of love, there were some pretty explicit love sort of scenes there. How did you prepare for that as an actress?
Well, I just... completely commit. You have to completely commit and really have sex with whoever you're on screen with.
God, I love that in an actress.
That's what you guys do.
And really.
I used to watch Las Vegas, and I used to say, you know what? She is really committed to this scene. Yeah. Great job.
Yeah.
That was an incredibly fun job, I have to tell you.
I would have thought that would be a good show, and nobody could figure out why I went away or why James Caan went. Why did he find? Nobody understood that. It was a great show.
Why did he spot? You know, the show lasted 6 years, which is actually a really good run these days for a show.
Yeah, but we wanted more.
Yeah, well, we felt incredibly lucky to go for 6 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, once we lost Jimmy Caan, I mean, I think he was the reason why we were on the air to begin with. I mean, he's such a movie star. And
yeah.
There's just not enough nice things to say about him. It was one of the best experiences in the world to work with him. So I think once we lost him, we were all so heartbroken that we just thought it was time.
Not that Tom Selleck is chopped liver. It just wasn't the same. It wasn't the same chemistry.
Oh, Tom Selleck was incredibly fun to work with.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, Jimmy kind of founded the show. And,
yeah. So and he had that Vegas feel.
It was a nice little run. We all felt happy about
it. Yeah, no, you did a nice job. You did a nice job with it. So now, why did you decide you want to go back to General Hospital? What was there about that that seemed appealing?
Well, I've always been really vocal, you know, about my feelings on the show. And it was the first job I ever had. The people that I worked with, my co-stars, were incredibly lovely, really hardworking, passionate about what they do. And it really gave me a good base. And I think without these people, I never would have gone on to be able to work in every single genre that there is in this industry. So I really owe a lot to them. And I wanted to honor my roots and visit them, and I'm incredibly grateful that I even have the opportunity to do something like that.
All right, so you're an actress who's working all the time. You are a wife to a lucky husband. You are a mother. How many children do you have?
Eight.
Congratulations.
Really?
We call her the Octomom.
Number two. Very good.
I'm about my reaction. I have one.
One child.
But it probably feels like eight every once in a while, right?
Yes, every once in a while. I mean, truly, the reason why I got involved in this campaign is because if you have children, you know that all the tiniest things in life are a huge fight. And, you know, we never have enough time or money to kind of get everything done. And, you know, my son was always very unhappy about having to floss, and I was brought up flossing, and I've never had a cavity in my entire life, and I want the same for him. And you know, he would get very traumatized by the floss getting stuck in between his teeth. And so we stumbled across Oral-B Glide Floss, and it is our new favorite toy in the household.
Really?
Because first of all, it's thin, and it slides in and out of those tight spaces, no problem.
Yeah.
And the best part is, it's like eating a mint while you're flossing your
tastes
teeth.
Tastes good. I use it. It tastes fun.
Yeah, same with my kids.
That's great.
I could not get them to do it.
Out of it.
Yeah. All right, so now,
all kinds of uses for Oral-B.
In connection with this and the dental health that you are promoting, there is a connection to an organization called Operation Smile. Tell us about this. It's a nonprofit that a lot of people know about, but then a lot of people don't know about it. So the connection certainly is obvious when you get to the Smile Department, but go deeper into it, Vanessa, will you?
Well, I think, you know, this was really the thing that made me want to come out and really talk about this, because I think what Oral-B Glide Floss is doing this holiday season is really an incredible thing. And that is, if we all make a pledge to commit to our oral health and our children's oral health, and you can go on to glidefloss.com, and you can get all the information. You can go onto the Oral-B Facebook page. You can tweet. You can find out the Twitter account off of glidefloss.com. And if you make that pledge, Oral-B is going to give money to Operation Smile. And Operation Smile is an incredible nonprofit global organization that gives free surgeries to young children with cleft lip, cleft palate, other extreme facial deformities, and truly, I'm sure, as you can imagine, changes these children's lives forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all deserve, I think it's a human right of everyone to have healthy teeth and a smile.
Yep.
Just a smile.
And we tend to, when we look at folks like you have a great smile, people, we almost take it for granted until you see some of these people. And one of the things that we were just talking about this, maybe you were probably busy doing another conversation, but we were talking about 20 minutes ago about how much candy is eaten by Americans on average every year. And most people don't understand what that does to their gums, to their teeth, to the health of one's mouth. And so as you get older, and if you haven't taken care of your teeth, you look at people and it's almost, we put them into a different caste, C-A-S-T-E. If you don't have a good smile, you don't
absolutely
have good teeth.
Absolutely. And it causes a lot of other health issues as well.
Yeah. Yeah, the gums are very tied.
It really is important,
to our general
wellness. It's at the base, at the base of a lot of different health issues that can come up. And, you know, the great thing, I mean, I'm a believer in doing things that make you happy and make you smile. So, you know, I think things like don't eat candy is you know, no way to live. So that is really the other great thing about right?
Right.
The other great, you got to have your vices. So other great thing is that now we throw our Glide Floss in our bag. I have one in my son's little Spider-Man backpack. And so eat the candy and just floss right afterwards. And like I said, there's a little minty aftertaste to this specific floss. It glides in and out of the tight spots really easily. Your breath is fresh. And so have the piece of candy.
Yep. And
have
enjoy.
Have the candy. That's what I say.
That's a good thing for you to say. Operation Smile. Well, what's the... where would we go on Twitter or Facebook? What's the web address?
Well, you can go to glidefloss.com.
Okay.
So go on to glidefloss.com, and it'll give you all that information. And the Facebook page is actually Oral-B.
Got it. Vanessa Marcel, thank you for being here.
Thanks
nice
for having
you.
Me, guys.
Yeah,
thanks,
take
Vanessa.
Care. Have a continued wonderful career. Vanessa Marcel, who has been around, we've gone through. I didn't mention she was on Without a Trace. But she...
She's nice. We like her.
She's hot. She's so hot.
She's short. She's the short one, right?
Who cares? Yeah. Whatever.
No, she was the short one. Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's. I think she's tiny.
I had to call my wife and put her on hold so I wouldn't get out of control there.
Oh, jeez. You're so bad.
Grow up. Will
come on, Rich.
I'm sorry.
Good.
Get it together, brother.
Coming up in a matter of moments here on Good Day, I guess this would be from the Much Ado About Nothing department. The United States military admits that there's been a whole lot of much ado about nothing. We'll find out what that's all about in a moment. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than $1 a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect 1 million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
This is Shelley Nichols in a minute. Americans are answering the call this Veterans Day, taking part in Mission Serve, a national campaign to support our troops, veterans, and military families. Volunteers across the country can help out along with servicemen and women, politicians, and celebrities, like Rob McElhenney, the creator and star of FX's It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
We're going to be on the USS Olympia at the Independence Seaport Museum, Philadelphia. We're going to be joined by servicemen, women, veterans, volunteers from Mission Serve, members of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and we're going to be there assembling care packages for local veterans. The care packages are going to be filled with essential emergency supplies that, you know, everybody should have. The fact that we're entering the 10th year of the war, it's never been more critical that we support the military communities, and I'm very proud to be a part of Mission Serve, and I encourage everybody listening to get involved, too.
There's still time to do your part. Go to missionserve.org to find events in your area. This campaign is supported by Bank of America and Walmart. I'm Shelley Nichols.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y
folds the laundry.
Correct. What? How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $9 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe it.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Text Evan's Good Day program. We have everybody here front and center because they want to know what was much ado about nothing. This is from the we have a lot of commission work being done. The debt commission this week says we got to do this, 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 or this, cut the budget. And our poll reflects that question, by the way, at DougStevin.com and GoodDayShow.com. We are interested in you telling us how you think the budget deficit should be dealt with. All right. Now, having said that, the commission from the Don't Ask, Don't Tell division of what do we do and how do we do it has come up with its conclusions, and they're being leaked. And the leak suggests, if you look at this morning's Washington Post, that the report on Don't Ask, Don't Tell concludes the military can easily lift the ban on gay soldiers serving openly with very little, if not no, risk to current war efforts or to soldiers. The study group, whose report officially will be presented on December 1st, they talked to 400,000, or they sent the survey to 400,000 active duty and reserve soldiers. 70-some-odd percent of respondents say the change would be non-existent. There's no difference in repealing the policy. You don't have it, you don't have it, it doesn't make a difference to me. Several senators have said they refuse to vote to repeal it no matter what. And then there are others who say they won't vote on Don't Ask, Don't Tell until the report is released. Well, here's the sneak peek. Makes little or no difference to 70-some-odd percent of the soldiers, at least according to the leak. So all this time, all this hoopla. Now, you would wonder whether that was the case when it was instituted when Bill Clinton was president. This was, what, 17, 18 years ago? It was one of the first things Clinton did when he went in office, right? It did the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And I never really, honestly, who really understood the problem then or the issue then? And I'm asking this sort of in a rhetorical way, but I would ask it of Richie. You probably don't even remember. Clay wasn't even alive. Richie, you may remember the controversy, Roberta.
Back when Clinton.
What was it that brought this center stage in the first place?
I don't know.
I don't remember either. And I was actually, what was I doing in that? Well, this program I was doing in 92, 93. I honestly remember the to-do and not really understanding what the issue was. I didn't really get who it was that was upset. I mean, I guess I didn't really I didn't know whether they weren't supposed to say they were gay and therefore it didn't make any difference even if you knew they were gay, or the soldiers weren't supposed to, the officers weren't supposed to ask, or when you were enlisting, you know, do you ask people, are you gay? Huh? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? You're going to say, you don't ask people what their age is. You can't hire people now. Do you have to tell, when you go into the service, you have to tell how old you are because you're not supposed to go in unless you're 18, right?
Right.
You got to prove how old you are.
Right.
So even though that's sort of a job, the government gets around its own requirements because when you apply for any other job at any other point in your life, you can't be asked how old you are. But yet the military can ask how old you are. Okay. I suppose that's fair. I don't know.
I think that's fair.
One way or another. But is it fair for them to ask you whether you're gay or not?
In the 1970s, the gay and lesbian rights movement emerged in the U.S. and chose anti-gay military policy as one of its main targets. Partially as a response to this movement, the Department of Defense issued a 1982 policy stating that homosexuality was clearly incompatible with military service.
Being gay.
The policy garnered public scrutiny through the 80s and 90s. And it became a political issue in 1992 with President Bill Clinton and others citing the brutal murder of U.S. Navy Petty Officer Alan Schindler. After Clinton won the presidency, Congress rushed to enact the existing ban policy into federal law.
All right, you want another tidbit that nobody else knows yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
The White House will say this weekend that they are okay to an across-the-board extension of the Bush-era tax cuts without any qualifications.
Right.
Ooh.
None whatsoever. How about that?
Good move.
Where'd you get that from?
Listen, I'm on the inside of stuff.
You are.
Stick with me. 51 after on Good Day.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Not exactly what you'd call the love boat, a nightmarish cruise comes to an end. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. By now you know about this cruise, the largest of the Carnival Cruise Line ships, the Splendor. With over 4,000 passengers aboard, off the west coast of Mexico, there was an engine room fire this past Monday. The fire knocked out the ship's propulsion and power, leaving passengers with a long, slow trip back to the U.S. The Splendor towed back to port in San Diego, arriving yesterday. Everywhere you looked, passengers were yapping about their experience. This was a honeymoon cruise for John Vest and his bride Ashley. Here's what they had to say.
The electricity, knowing that there's smoke in there, there's no ventilation, no AC, nothing to blow the smoke out.
There was no power, no food, no bathrooms for 18 hours. We lived off of sandwiches and water.
Here's another passenger, Marquise Horace, who says passengers were told the problem at first was a flameless fire and not at all serious, after which they were told this.
They said that this cruise is now terminated.
Terminated?
I didn't know what terminated mean because I've never been on a cruise before, and a lot of the other passengers was asking me, like, they were saying, like, what does that mean? I don't know.
And how about some of the younger passengers aboard? Here's 8-year-old Caitlin Harlan and her 11-year-old brother Ryan.
I didn't take a shower, but I brushed my teeth and went to the bathroom.
I didn't go to the shower, but the toilet didn't work for a couple of days.
That's not good. Ryan also talked about what he thought was the worst part of all of this.
Probably waiting in line for gross food. Like, for example, I one time had a sandwich with just cheese or a sandwich with jelly and butter.
Jelly and butter. Now, the president and CEO of Carnival said all passengers will receive a full refund and a free future voyage. Couple of quick thoughts here. First of all, whatever Carnival promises, you can expect lawsuits, because in this day and age, that's what you get. Secondly, despite all the complaints about how horrible an experience this was, how do you think this compares to 69 days underground in a Chilean mine? Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. It's our Veterans Day sale. For 3 days only through November 13th, save an extra $50 on our best-selling Bridgestone tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Some losses on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow off by 73 points, closing at 11,283. S&P down 5. NASDAQ down 23 points. Crude oil unchanged at $87.81 a barrel. We have some recall news for you. Nissan North America recalling over 600,000 vehicles because of steering column and battery cable issues. The automaker says a lower steering column joint and shaft will be replaced on approximately 303,000 2002 to 2004 model year Frontier and 283,000 Xterra SUVs. About 18,000 Sentra sedans will have a positive battery cable terminal replaced as well. Couple of closing notes. Christmas Day is a month and a half away, but the mailing deadlines are coming up fast for sending packages and other items to military members overseas. For instance, postal officials say parcel post items need to be shipped by tomorrow to ensure timely delivery for the holidays. Parcel airlift mail should be sent by December 4th, December 11th, the deadline for priority and first-class letters. Speaking of the military, one more look back at Veterans Day and the big parade held along Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, New York City yesterday. All of those you are about to hear are members of the armed services, either past or present.
This country is what it is, safe as it is, because of veterans. Not just me, but thousands and thousands of men before me.
America still remembers the veterans, and we're thankful for that.
Our veterans have always written a blank check to put their life on the line. So to see people recognize that and see the signs and the flags, it's really heartwarming.
And all of us thank all of you, not just on Veterans Day, but every day. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. It's our Veterans Day sale. For 3 days only through November 13th, save an extra $50 on our best-selling Bridgestone tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.